Today's scripture reading is from Psalm chapter 145, verse 14 to 20, and John chapter 15, verse 9 to 15. The worship leader will read this first in English, then it will be read in Cantonese.
我哋今日嘅经文会喺诗篇第145篇第14到第20节，同埋约翰福音第15章第9到第15节。我哋先用英文嚟读，然后用广东话嚟读。
Verse 14. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you.
诗篇第145篇第14节。 凡跌倒的，耶和华将他们扶持；凡被压下的，将他们扶起。万民都举目仰望你，你随时给他们食物。你将手便有生气的，都随愿饱足。耶和华在他一切所行的无不公义，在他一切所做的都有慈爱。 凡求告耶和华的，就是诚心求告他的，耶和华便与他们相近；敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿，也必听他们的呼求，挺救他们。耶和华保护一切爱他的人，却要灭绝一切的恶人。约翰福音第55章。 我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。 你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事。
May God bless the hearers and readers of his words. The title of today's message is The Multidimensional Nature of God's Love, given by Pastor Thomas. I'm sorry, Pastor Wilson.
今日题目之所全讲嘅题目系上帝之爱多方面的本质嘅第一讲。
We would probably want to hear from Pastor Thomas today, but unfortunately, you're stuck with me.
今日都仲係我 為你去講到。
Good morning. The love of God is more complicated and complex than you think.
大家早晨，神嘅愛好多時候比我哋想象之中係更加嘅複雜。
Psalm 145, which we only read part of it, the second half, gives us what I would call a bird's eye view of this rich biblical doctrine of the love of God.
詩篇145篇可以講係神俾一個我哋同一個係一個了瞰嘅一個嘅角度，點去睇到神嘅愛呢一個嘅神學理論。
And so let's take a good look at the different aspects of God's love revealed here in our text.
咁讓我哋喺呢段嘅經文裏面睇下神嘅愛有邊幾方面唔同嘅層面。
And I hope you'll see, firstly, that God's love is multidimensional.
第一，我哋睇到就話神嘅愛係多方面嘅。
That means it's multifaceted. It's not simple.
唔係我哋想象中咁簡單。
And as you could see on the PowerPoint, you'll see in Psalm 145 verses 14 through 17, which we just read, it says some wonderful things.
咁喺刚才所读过嘅经文诗篇145篇第14到17节里边讲咗一啲好奇妙嘅说话。
Point out some highlights. You see, the Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all those who are bowed down.
第十四节佢话凡跌倒的耶和华将他们扶持，凡被压下的将他们扶起。
It talks about the fact that the eyes of all look to you, and you, God, give them their food.
他说万民都举目仰望你，你随时给他们食物。
In verse 17, it says, and I'm reading from the New International Version, you see the English Standard Version, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made.
在第十七节他说耶和华和他一切所行的无不公义，在他一切所作的都有慈爱。
Now, as you'll see on slide 2, this is what the theologians call the common grace love of God.
这个就是我们所谓一个的，是一个普遍恩典的爱。
Again, let me repeat at the end of verse 17, it says God is loving toward all he has made. Loving, in your translation, says kind.Which is similar to my translation at the NIV says kind, loving toward all he has made.
在这个的第十七节里面，耶和华在他一切所行的无不公义，在他一切所作的都有慈爱，慈爱可以有不同的字去形容。
Let me expand that for you, what the common grace love of God means.
咁咩叫做神普遍恩典嘅慈爱呢
？For instance, God gives wisdom. He gives you moral intuitions.
好多时候神俾我哋有智慧，亦都俾我哋一个基本道德嘅观念。
He gives gifts of beauty across the human race, especially in times of difficulty.
亦都当喺困难嘅时候，神亦都将一啲美好嘅事俾过我哋。
Two days ago, we just commemorated the 9/11 tragic anniversary.
两日之前，我哋去纪念呢个嘅911事件嘅19周年纪念。
And we remembered not only the victims, but the first responders.
我哋唔單止去紀念嗰啲嘅受害人，亦都紀念到嗰啲第一時間衝去現場嘅救援警衛人員。
There were many valiant heroes during those dark days。
喺啲咁困難嘅日子，但其實亦都有好多勇敢嘅人。
Whether it were people looking for people under that pile of rubble, or those who were medical people caring for those who were hurt.
无论是一些救护的人员去拯救受伤的人，或者是那些警务的人员，一些的志愿的人，去在这个瓦砾之中去找受伤被压碎的人。
That's an example of God's common grace.
这个就是神所谓的普遍的恩典。
His beauty displayed especially during difficult times.
也是说当困难的时候，神将这个美好的事情是带出来。
The text also says God upholds all who fall.
他也都说到去神去帮助那些困难的人。
The fact of the matter is, we all fall, we all sin.
我每个人都堕落，我每个人都是罪人。
But what God's common grace does is He gives us endurance, He gives us hope.
但是在困难、在堕落的时候、在低落的时候，神给我们有这个毅力去走过这一段时间。
God's common grace also gives you fortitude. That means strength of character.
亦都喺同时之间，神俾我哋喺性格上边有呢个嘅勇气俾我哋有力量。
I hope you see that in the text. He gives strength across the human race because he loves all. It says, all he has made.
因为佢话到神去爱所被造嘅人。
The call that the common grace love of God for all he has made.
他说我们叫这个就是说神对他所做的神给到一个的普遍恩典的一个爱。
But as I said a few moments ago, God's love is not simple, it's multi-dimensional.
但正如我开头讲到说神的爱是多层面多角度的。
Because you see verses 18 to 20, this is on slide 3, verses 18 to 20, we have a shift here.
但是在这个的第18到第20节里面，我看到那个有少少转了，那个口气。
And I'm just going to give you again a little sliver of verses 18 to 20. It says there, the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him.
他这样讲，他说凡求告耶和华的，就是诚心求告他的，耶和华便与他相近。敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿，也必听他们的呼求，拯救他们。耶和华保护一切爱他的人，却要灭绝一切的恶人。
You know, if I was smarter, I would put in contrast the slide before you, 14 through 17 and 18 to 20. But again, I hope you see and notice the shift in emphasis here.
我希望你睇到，如果你比较14、15节同埋14、15、16节同埋17到19节嘅时候。我睇到，希望你睇到一个口气上边嘅转变。
I hope you had a good night's sleep and your memory sharp, but in contrast between 14 and 17 through 18 to 20, did you notice the shift in emphasis on whom the Lord is near?
你睇唔睇到喺当你比较14到17节，然后18节往后嘅时候，睇唔睇到有一个嘅转变喺一度咧？
The truth mentioned here means who God reveals himself to be.
咁你喺度睇得好清楚，佢话系嗰啲系神将佢自己揭示嘅人，与佢相近嘅人。
As you see in the second bullet on this slide before you, to call upon him is more than just prayer in the Bible. To call on someone, when it spells that out in scripture, is to rely on them. It's to trust in them.
在圣经里面，当你说去呼求神的时候，不是只是说在圣经所说的祈祷， 咁简单。当你去呼求人嘅时候，你去依赖一个人，你去信靠一个人。
You see, verses 18 to 20 is talking about people who accept what God says about who he is in the Bible.
在第18到第20节讲到就话那些是什么人呢？就是那些去接受了神的人。
Or to put it another way, 18 to 20 is referring to those who believe, who trust in him.
那些相信神、信靠神的人。
And therefore, and this is on slide 4, believers rely on him. They have a close relationship with God. They fear the Lord. They love him. God saves them.
是那些的信徒，他们去依赖神，去与神有一个很紧密的关系，他们去敬畏神，也都是爱神，神于是去拯救他们。
As you can see before you, this is what the theologians call the special saving love of God for those who believe.
这个就是这个的神学家所讲到，就是说神对于他相信人一个特别的拯救。
You see that in Psalm 145? Two aspects of the same love of God.
你看不看到其实这里当我们讲到神的爱的时候，看到了两个不同的层面呢？
First, we're told, as I mentioned earlier,the common grace love of God for all he made.
第一就话神对于佢所做嘅，对于呢个受造物一个普遍嘅恩典。
But then the second aspect, verses 18 to 20, is there's the special electing, saving love of God coming into the life of those who believe.
另一方面就话对于嗰啲相信嘅神、相信嘅人，神对佢哋呢啲拣选上边嘅拯救。
They're not the same, and they're not two loves.
但亦都唔系两个嘅爱。
They're two aspects of the same loving kindness and loving nature of God.
系神呢个嘅爱，神呢个嘅喺爱上边吓两个唔同嘅程度，唔同嘅观点。
And then finally, in verse 20, it says, "But all the wicked he will destroy."
第二十节最后他说个神要灭绝一切的恶人。
Since God is rubbing our nose in the complexity, the multi-dimensional factors of his love.
咁有时我话啊，究竟神喺度讲啲咩啊？
Doesn't verse 17 say he loves all he has made?
第十七节佢咪话咩？佢话神啊，在他一切所作的都有慈爱。
Absolutely, yes. Doesn't verse 20 say, but some of them, the people who are rebelling against him, the evil, the wicked, he is filled with wrath toward them.
但是另一方面，在第二十节他说，对于那些的恶人，那些去反叛神的人，那些邪恶的人，神对他们充满着这个愤怒。
In other words, God is holy. He is about to judge them. He is judging iniquity. He's judging them.
神是圣洁，所以对于邪恶的人的事，他要去审判。
See, are you scratching your head now? Because, wait a minute, that means some of the people he loves, his wrath is upon them.
咁系咪？你谂下啊，咁系咪即系话有啲人佢爱，但系佢又好似对佢哋有多嘅愤怒咧？
Isn't that strange? Isn't that weird? It's all through the Bible.
咁但呢一啲嘢喺个圣经里边，我哋一直嘅睇到。
What is the most famous, well-known verse in the Bible that you see maybe in football games in the audience?
咁你有冇留意到吓打呢个美式足球嘅时候啊喺运动场上边喺呢个嘅观众席好多时候你都会见到呢一句嘅句子咧，呢一句嘅圣经嘅句子咧。
I know you won't see it today, this Sunday, because it's the start of professional football in the United States, because there's no audience.
今天你可能看不到了，虽然今天是美式足球的这个的球季开锣，但是呢没有观众，我们可能看不到。
But at the Super Bowl, for instance, you'd see signs in the audience, John 3:16.
但是很多时候如果看这个的超级碗这个的、大赛的时候，很多时候在观众席你会见到约翰福音三章十六节这句的说话。
I have the verse right there in the King James Version before you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
他说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
But you need to understand that verse in the context. Don't just pluck verses out of the Bible in the context of where it appears.
咁但好多时候你唔可以断经取义，你要睇下究竟呢一段经文嘅背景系咩咧
？Because John goes on in verses 7-20 and says those who don't believe are condemned。
咁但系跟住喺呢个嘅第17-20节里边，约翰亦都讲过话，嗰啲唔信靠神嘅人，佢哋会啊灭亡。
You see, they're condemned already. The world.The word world sometimes in the Bible can mean just all the people.
咁呢个嘅世界世人呢个字系可以讲晒所有嘅嘢。
But as you can see on the screen, there are multiple meanings of words in the Bible. The same very word world can mean system of the world in the Bible.
咁就世界呢个字，世人呢个字喺圣经里边，亦都可以讲系一个世界嘅系统。呢、这个世界里边啊，所啊成立唔同嘅嘢。
And you'll find if you look up in a concordance, you'll find that in the Book of John, the word world, cosmos, always means the system of the world.
咁但系当你睇翻呢个圣经。睇到呢个世人世界嘅时候，可以讲到成一个嘅宇宙嘅一个嘅系统。
I love this world system, despite the fact it's in rebellion against me.
你可以话神话我爱呢个世界，我爱呢个世界里边一切嘅系统，但我讨厌佢哋嘅罪。
I'll prove my love to you in providing a remedy by the giving.Of my very own son, only begotten son.
我去点样证明我嘅爱，就系将我唯一嘅爱子系俾过佢哋。
Yet, as John 3:17-20 points out, we're condemned.
咁但系喺呢个第约翰福音三章十七到二十节里边，佢亦都讲到啊，有啲人会被定罪。
In other words, the same people.Who God loves, His wrath abides on them at the same time.
你睇到就话呢一啲被神所爱嘅人，亦都系同时之间啊，神嘅愤怒会临到佢哋嘅身上。
If that seems strange to you, let me give you another example in the Old Testament.
咁如果觉得呢个好怪嘅时候，我俾一个旧约嘅例子你。
This is on slide 6, and there it is. Thanks so much. I think it's Kwong or George. You guys are right on the ball on the slides here. Ezekiel 33:11, and here's God speaking to the wicked.
在这个以西结书第33章第11节里面是讲到神对那些邪恶的人的说话。
It says, surely as I live, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked,But rather that they turn from their ways and live. Turn. This is God saying, turn. Turn from your evil ways. Why will you die?
他说你对他们说主耶和华说我指着我的永生起誓我断不喜悦恶人死亡为喜悦恶人转离所行的道而活。以色列家你要转回转回吧离开恶道何必死亡呢
God is saying to the wicked, I take no pleasure that you would die.
但对那些邪恶的人说，我不喜欢见到你们死亡。
Turn from your sin, turn towards me so you don't die.
他说转离啊，你所行的道，你就不需要死亡。
Now, wait a minute. Why are the wicked going to die?
那为什么那些恶人会死亡呢？
Because God is going to judge them.
因为神会去审判他们。
But God says, don't make me judge you, but I will.
神话我会审判你的，但我希望我不需要去审判你。
What is that longing from God? What is that yearning?
你看不到其实神对这个世人有哪一种的期望在后面呢？
He says, don't make me judge you. What is he desiring?
当他说我不想去审判你的时候，那究竟神对你们，对我们有什么期望在这里呢？
It's love. Yet it's love at the same time as his wrath.
你睇到睇唔睇到就话喺神对我嘅对我哋嘅愤怒之中，神亦都有呢个爱喺我哋嘅里边。
Maybe you're a type of person that's a thinker. Maybe saying, "Oh, that's a contradiction." It's not.
咁如果你好中意谂嘢，你话咁点解会咁怪，好似自相矛盾嘅
？There's a danger, you know. In any analogy, any illustration, there's always a danger, right, of losing something.
当你去做一个嘅比喻、一个比例嘅时候，好似永远都有啲矛盾嘅事喺里边。
We're not the same as God. All our analogies, my analogies, your analogies, are fall short.
咁好多时候我哋俾嘅例子可能都有一啲嘅嘢係讲唔到出嚟。
But the reason we fill sermons, for example, with illustrations, or great communicators fill what they're saying, making their points with illustrations, is to help us comprehend something.
当我哋俾一个例子出嚟嘅时候，係希望你可以更加去明白。
People you love,do destructive things.
一啲我哋所爱嘅人，但系做咗一啲嘅恶事。
Especially you parents, you know that you love your children. They do stupid things.
尤其是你作为父母嘅吓，你爱你嘅子女，但你嘅子女会做咗一啲破坏性嘅事。
And not just limiting or picking on the children, we all do bad things.Even illegal things.
好多时候我哋做咗一啲嘅坏事，甚至系违法嘅事。
But when a loved one does that, not only are they hurting themselves, they're hurting others.
唔单止佢哋伤害佢哋自己，亦都系伤害喺同一个群体嘅其他人。
And if you love that person, what are you going to do?
如果你话你爱呢一个人嘅时候，你会点样做呢
？First, you get angry, you get mad at their bad behavior.
你对于佢哋嘅唔好嘅行为你好愤怒。
And why do you get mad?
点解你会嬲呢
？You get mad not in spite of the fact you love them. You get angry because you love them.
我哋嬲系因为我哋爱佢哋。
You get mad because you love them. If you didn't care, you would say, well, that's the way it is.
如果你根本唔关心唔爱呢个人嘅时候，你会话，哦，系咁噶啦。
You might say, what a shame, but, you know, I'm not going to say anything.
唉，好可惜啊，不过算啦，我唔会再讲其他嘢噶啦。
You get angry. You get mad.Because you love them.
我哋去愤怒，我哋去嬲，因为我哋去爱，因为我哋爱呢一个嘅人。
Wrath, the anger, the love come together.
你睇唔睇到呢个嘅愤怒同埋爱，其实好多时候都系连结埋一齐咧。
And this is the painful part. You confront them.
而最困难、最痛苦嘅就系你要同呢个人去对质。
And if they won't listen, out of love, and for the people they're hurting, if they don't listen, you might turn them into the police. It's for their good.
你可能甚至当你去劝咗佢，佢都唔听嘅时候，你可能要报警。
Why are you doing that?
点解你会咁做呢
？It's because it's never, never loving.To let a perpetrator sin.
因为你爱他们到一个地步，你不想他们继续在这个罪的之中。
It's not loving to them, It's not loving to the people around them.
对于周围的人, 你不敢做, 啊, 不是一个爱的表示。
Therefore, love and wrath go together.
所以看到爱和愤怒, 很多时都是并肩而行。
Now, they go together in God perfectly, because He's perfect.
愤怒和爱是连在一起, 在神的里面其实完全都没问题, 因为他完全是没有错误的。
But as a fellow human being, you know, we get into trouble because love and anger or wrath, we're not perfect. When they go together with us, it's not that great.
但对于我们一个普通人来讲, 要在愤怒之中同时去爱, 不是一件那么容易做到的事。
But the point of the text here is love and wrath go together perfectly in God.
但是这段经文告诉我们, 在神的里面, 他可以同时之间, 在愤怒之中, 亦都同样爱我们。
Right? Psalm 145, 14, 17, He loves all He has made, right? We saw that.
在第17节里面, 他说, 他去爱那些他愤怒的人。
Yet verses 18 to 20, God has a special love, an electing love for those who believe.
而在18到20节里面, 他说对那些信靠他的人, 神对他们有一个很特别,一个拣选的爱。
And He will judge those who turn away, those who do evil.
亦都去对那些愤怒的人, 他亦都对他们会有这个惩罚。
So that's the first point. God's love is multifaceted, multidimensional.
我第一度睇到就话神嘅爱系多层面、多角度嘅。
But that leads to the second point, which is kind of related to the first point.
咁而跟住我哋会讲到第二点。
And you see that on the bullet point on the bottom of the screen. If you refuse. To see the complexity and multidimensional nature of God's love, that's bad.
他说,如果你不肯去看到神的爱的本性是多层面、多角度的时候,那就很差了。It's
bad because you're reducing who God really is.
那你将神的神性大大地削弱了。
Suppose you decide God's love is really just His common grace. That means His love to all He has made.
如果你觉得神的爱是一个普遍的恩典, 啊, 他逢人都爱的了。
If that's the only way you think of God's love, you're making God out to be lesser than who He really is.
如果你觉得神的爱是逢人都爱的时候, 你就看不到神的爱,
No, you're doing. You're reducing God to make Him over the way you want God to be, to your liking.
你只是将神的爱塑造成为你心目中觉得神的爱是怎么样。
And so, to put an analogy, you're flattening Him, or you're making Him a cardboard cutout.
好像神好像是一个汽水机，你或者将你神的爱去揿扁了。
Right? Cardboard cutout is not three-dimensional. Cardboard cutout is flat.
你想想,如果神的爱被你禁扁了的时候,不是一个立体的爱,而是一个平面的一个爱。
And you say, He just loves everybody.
神的爱只是逢人都爱。
He would never, ever judge anyone. He doesn't get mad.
他不会去审判一个人, 神的爱也没有一个愤怒在他里面。
And you're reducing God and saying that He doesn't allow anyone to be lost for eternity.
他也不会去容许, 任何一个人在这个永恒之中, 是会失落。
You're taming God, you're making God over to your liking.
而是将神 去塑造成理想要神的形象。
But that's dangerous, that's bad, because that's not the glorious God who reveals Himself in the pages of the Bible.
但呢个唔系圣经所为我哋啊描绘神应该系点样样。
If you say his love for all he has made is the only or main love there is, you're reducing him. You are flattening him.
你将神嘅爱去揿扁咗。
And he's just a cardboard cutout in your very own imagination.
在你的想象之中，神的爱只是一个平面、平板的一个爱。
On the other hand, you could go to the other extreme and be wrong if you take his special saving love only.
但另一方面，你可能也都走到这个的敌极端，对于神这个的特殊、这个拯救的爱。
If you do that, you narrow God down to be someone he isn't.
咁你亦都将神啊变咗做另一样嘢。
Do you see how important this is? You can't conclude from the Bible that God only loves believers and nobody else.
你唔可以喺圣经里边啊断章取义，佢话啊神只系爱啊佢相信佢嘅人，佢就唔爱其他人啦。
On the other hand, you can't accurately say that he despises everyone else.
亦都唔可以话神去对于嗰啲唔相信佢嘅人，去歧视、讨厌佢哋。
This is very important to get straight the multi-dimensional love of God.
你要对于神呢个多层面嘅爱，你要有好清楚嘅认识。
And it's very practical too, because it affects the way you live.
因为这件事会直接影响到你怎样过你的生活。
You will wrongly conclude that there's nothing happening out there in this terrible evil world.
你就可能会以为说，哦，在这个邪恶恐怖的世代，啊，没事发生的了。
Have nothing to do with it. If you just believe in the, special love of God, then have nothing to do with the world.
咁你话啊，神嘅爱我哋呢啲信佢嘅人啊，其他啲人咧乜都冇嘅。
Don't engage in it, just stay away.
咁我啊，咁我同呢啲世界嘅人完全咧系冇呢个嘅联系，完全冇一个嘅关心喺度。
Doesn't the Bible say you're in the world and not of the world?
圣经话我哋系啊属世吓、啊，我哋入世，但我哋唔属世。
You're called to engage the world.In a loving way for God.
Pastor Wilson, can you repeat that? I cannot hear.
Yeah, you're called by God to engage the world by showing them the love of God.
神叫我们要去入这个世界里面，去关心这个世界上面的人。
I hope you see how properly understanding who God is as he reveals himself in his word is so very, very important.
所以我们要在圣经里面真的留意神他究竟怎样去讲他自己。
Maybe you're thinking to yourself this morning, well, what's so bad about misunderstanding the characteristic of God?
那这个今神我也都讲了一句就说，为什么要去明白神真正的位格，他的性格，为什么是这么重要呢？
Well, unless you see the biblical richness,of the love of God, which is multidimensional, you don't really have a real God.
除非我真的看到神的爱是这个多层面的时候，我们看不到圣经里面描绘神的神是怎样。
If you leave one or the other aspect out, you have a cardboard cutout.
A, 如果是对于神这个多层面的爱你只是明白其中一部分的时候，你是将神的爱去压扁了。
You know, in our popular culture today, I'm referring mainly to Western culture, partly because of the media, people only think of the broad church or the narrow church.
因为这个的媒介，西方文化的影响，很多时候我们看这个神，看这个教会，啊，要是就是一个很广阔的教会，或者一个很狭窄解释的教会。
Popular culture concerning the broad church would say, God loves everybody, he accepts everyone.
当一个很对于神一个很广阔的解释就说，啊，神个个人都爱，每一个人都爱。
Those people would say there's no final judgment on our living.
对于我们的生活，无论怎么样都好，神不会去审判我们。
Others today have a narrow church understanding in our culture.
但是另一方面，在今天的文化里面，很多人对于神，对于神的爱，只是一个很狭窄的解释。
That narrow understanding would say, oh, only we believers are the true ones.
神只是对于那些真的信靠神的人，只是真正神爱的人。
Well, the rest of you can go to hell. We're glad about that.
你们的人落在地狱，啊，还好啦，还对啦。
Broad church, narrow church, that's what popular culture believes.
这个就是我们今天这个文化里面啊、对于神他的教会一个广泛一个合意的解释。
You know why they think that way?
为什么他们会这样看神呢？
It's because you're not embracing the rich complexity of the biblical doctrine of the love of God.
因为他们没有看到了在圣经里面所描绘神的爱那个的丰富。
Now, I've included John 15 in the message today because there, and this is on slide 8, it gives you some insight on the essence or definition of God's love.
我今天也都在个、准备了在这个约翰福音第15章，因为第15章里面、很丰富的告诉我们听一件的事。
And that's the third point、of the message today.
就是我今天要讲到的第三点。
Again, there are a lot of aspects or dimensions to God's love.
神的爱有很多的层面。
But then, what is the definition of the love of God?
那什么叫做神的爱呢?
Well, in verses 10 and 11, as you see in the second bullet, Jesus is speaking to his disciples in the upper room the night before he goes to the cross, before he dies.
在神在他在、走上十字架之前的那一晚，在最后晚餐的时候，同他同门徒所讲的说话。
It says in verses 10 and 11, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my love may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐得以满足。
Jesus there is saying, I love my Father by obeying him, and I want you to love me by obeying me.
他说我爱我的父，所以我遵守他的命令，所以我都希望你们一样、爱我，去遵守我的命令。
Now why?
为什么呢?
Why does Jesus say that?
为什么神会这样说呢?
If you only had verse 10 of John 15, you would say what Jesus wants is your obedience.
如果你只是看第十节的时候，你说那神对我有什么要求啊？要求就是要去遵守他的命令。
And that's certainly true. He doesn't want he doesn't want disobedience. He wants obedience.
是啊，神是的而且确想我们去信靠他，遵循他的命令。
But I want you to see in John 15 that your obedience is not the ultimate thing that God wants.
但他讲到就话，你对神不是只是要你去遵守他的命令咁简单。
Your obedience.Is a means to an end.
你对神，你遵守神的命令，只是一个的方法，帮助你去到最远。
What's the end? What's the end result? What does God really want for you?
咁究竟神最终对你有咩嘅要求呢?
Well, the answer is clear in verse 11.
喺第十一节话咗俾我听。
Your joy.
你嘅喜乐。
He doesn't just want your joy, your transitory happiness. He wants fullness of joy.
他说他希望我们的喜乐不是一个暂时的喜乐，而是一个 在这个喜乐上面 係有呢個嘅滿足。
Let me explain what that means.
咁係咩意思呢？
If you have a young teen at home,
如果你屋企有一個嘅少年人，一個後生仔，
and you just want to make them happy on the spot, let them eat anything they want, let them not do their homework.
咁你話啊，我想佢好開心，咁我點啊？啊，佢中意食乜由得佢食，啊，佢唔中意做功課由得佢唔做。
Parents, in the long run, if you do that, they will not have a flourishing life.
但父母，你想想，如果你由得佢怎样做就怎样做的时候，他的人生将来怎样会有这个成就呢？
If you let them eat whatever they want, of course, their health in later years is going to go down.
你如果任得佢咩都食嘅时候，啊，佢去到佢嘅健康啊，长远会有问题。
If they never do their homework, they won't have a job. They won't have a career.
如果你任得佢中意唔做功课就唔做嘅时候，佢将来点样样可以揾到佢嘅事业呢？
You see, we're not talking here in verse 11 about transitory happiness, but full.
我哋唔系讲一个暂时性嘅喜乐，而系一个喺喜乐上边之中会有嘅满足。
What Jesus is saying is full life flourishing。
佢话系你喺你嘅人生、你嘅心里边可以喜乐、可以满足。
Again, verse 11 says, Jesus saying, "I love you. If you obey me and my Father, you will be."Fully filled with joy.
他说是叫你们我的喜乐存在你们心里并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
And that's so because you were designed to glorify, honor, and relate to God.
因为我们的被造原是要以神去为乐。
Well, let me put it this way. Your joy sensors were made for the glory of God.
我们的被造本来是要去荣耀我们的神。
Nothing else will do. Nothing else will give you that quote-unquote full joy.
没有一样其他的东西可以给到我们这个的喜乐是这么丰富、这么满足。
Therefore, I want you to obey me, says God. God wants you to glorify him.
神想你去荣耀他。
And the reason he wants that is he wants your joy.
他想有你的喜乐。
You know, at one level, it's the simplest possible thing, right?
好像看来是很简单的一件事。
This is not...too complicated. It's not philosophically remote.
不是一些很哲学、很飘渺的一句说话。
Because we, even though we don't know this in a full way now, there's no greater pleasure than the pleasure of giving pleasure to someone you love.
其实人一个最大的喜乐，就是去令到我们身边的人去很开心。亦都同樣得到呢個嘅喜樂。
And as you can see before you on the screen, the essence of loving someone is the pleasure of giving them pleasure.
去愛人嘅意思就話，你能夠俾到人哋有呢個嘅快樂，呢個嘅開心。
The happiness that comes to you is when you see yourself making them happy.
当你能够令到其他人快乐的时候，这个就是你自己的快乐。
And in some ways, that's the essence of love.
这个就是爱最重要的一样嘢。
See, on the one hand, it's very simple, yet obviously this truth is also very profound or heartfelt.
一方面好像讲来好像很简单，但另一方面你讲出来的时候可以是从心底发出的一个震撼。
Of course, that essence of love or that definition of love goes against what modern people say, right?
呢一个所讲嘅爱吓，同今日世人所睇到嘅系好唔同。
If you're influenced by the West, you know that love is in terms understood today by modern folks as emotion.
如果今日吓呢个世代嘅人所讲嘅爱系一个好情感上边啊嘅一个嘅爱。
Those of you who are influenced more by Western culture, you'll know. What does it mean to love someone in today's modern culture? It means to feel.
又话你有冇去感觉到呢一种嘅爱呢?
Almost always, modern people say the essence of love is to feel something, to feel attracted to someone.
系好似系一个好感官上边你觉得你被某一个人去吸引。
They might.Put it in this way, you feel the chemistry, you feel the desire, you connect. It's your soulmate.
好似系你咧，系喺呢个灵魂上边同呢个人咧，好似有联系，你好想得到佢，好想中间咧有一个嘅化学作用出嚟。
But that definition of love is not complete.
咁但系如果其实
咁样
解释爱系唔够嘅。
Another definition of love says love is just.Action.
咁有啲人话爱系一个嘅行动。
In other words, love is just simply serving people.
有啲人觉得爱系纯粹去服侍其他人。
Now that certainly is part of the definition of love.
咁当然爱其中一个部分就话你要去服侍人。
But again, it's not complete.
咁但系全部。
All by itself.You know what that is? Duty, stoicism.
咁你如果你咁样解释嘅时候，你对人嘅爱即系一个责任上边嘅爱。
It's on slide 10, J.I. Packer, and I had the pleasure of meeting him. He was a guest lecturer at the seminary I attended. He passed away recently, a few months ago. He's the author of Knowing God.
咁我好有我曾經有機會去遇到巴克嘅認識神呢本書嘅作者，佢嚟到我讀嘅神學院，曾經做過呢個嘅客座嘅嘉賓。
Paraphrasing him here, he's said something like this: God's love involves His identifying Himself with our welfare.
神嘅愛就話佢將佢能夠好明白到我哋嘅處境。去了解到我哋嘅需要。
And what Packer and others are saying, or what they mean is, what God does is He binds His heart with our heart.
神将佢嘅心同我哋嘅心联系埋一齐。
He so identifies with us that He can't be happy until we have that full joy, until we're flourishing.As human beings.
他说除非我们真是在神的面前生活得很丰盛生活上面开花结果的时候神不会真是有这个喜乐。
That, my friends, is love.
这个就是爱。
Love is so love is to so identify yourself or bind your heart to someone to the point that their flourishing is your happiness.
其实咩叫做爱？爱就话将你自己嘅心同人哋嘅心去连埋一齐，而你去当你见到你所爱嘅人佢哋生活系快乐满足嘅时候，你为佢哋而快乐满足。
And parents, in some ways.Understand that better than any of us.
作为父母可能最了解嘅就系呢一样嘢啦。
Right, when it comes to your kids, you can't be happy unless you see them happy.
当你见到你嘅儿女开心快乐嘅时候，就系你自己最开心快乐嘅时候。
You can't be happy, just like God can't be happy, unless you have complete, full joy.
除非我哋有呢个嘅丰盛嘅生活满足嘅时候，神亦都唔会有呢个同样丰盛嘅满足。
Fullness is very profound word, right? Because it incorporates everything.
啊，好似讲到话有呢个完全嘅满足，啊，好似包含晒好多嘅嘢。
Fullness incorporates your heart.
佢同我哋嘅心系有关系。
That means the core of your being.
就话你嘅内心嘅深处。
In other words, you are deliberately identifying personally with someone.
在你内心的深处里面，你与某一个人去连结在一起。
But it's not just the heart, it incorporates the will.
不单止是人的心，也都有包括人的意志。
Now you're committed to that person's well-being, that person's good.
你去为到这个人他的生活，你去坚持，去与他一起。
It's also a very frightening or terrible test, isn't it?
好像都是一件很得人惊的事。
And let me illustrate that or explain that for you.
那是什么意思呢?
Suppose there is someone special that you know you'll probably marry in the future.
你说你见到一个人啊，你觉得你将来会同佢结合。
Or I know many of you are married already and for several years. Just think back if you can. I'm sure you can.
如果你结婚几年嘅，谂翻下吓，你未结婚之前，当你遇到呢个人。
Courtship time or engagement time.
啊，当你系喺你拍紧拖嘅时间。
I think.Almost 100% of you would say it was such a thrill in the engagement time or courtship time to hold hands for the first time.
咁你话啊，喺拍拖嘅时候，你第一次啊，大家拖住手，系一件几兴奋嘅事咧。
Now, after 30 years of marriage, do you still have that same thrill of holding your spouse's hand?
咁你谂下啦，啊，我哋时光飞逝，啊，而家你结咗婚30年啦。当你去啊拖住你配偶嘅手嘅时候，你系咪一样好似当日第一次拖佢嘅手嘅时候嗰一份兴奋嘅心情咧
？Not, but of course, there's something much more better that I'll get in a moment.
啊，可能啊，仲有啲其他嘢吓，不过我会跟住同你讲。
And those of you who know of God's unconditional love already know this.
咁如果你好了解神咩叫做神无条件嘅爱嘅时候，啊，你会明白呢一样嘢。
Now, why is this so?
点解会系咁咧？
When you're first attracted to someone, and this also applies to friendship, by the way, you're falling in love with somebody, that you know you want the person's friendship.Or you want the person's spousal love.
咁当你第一次去遇到呢个人嘅时候，你好想得到呢个人呢份嘅友情，或者将来成为你一个嘅配偶。
There's a connection, right? You have a good time with that person.
你同呢个人相处嘅时候好开心。
You want to be with that person. You're attracted to them.
你对呢个人，呢个人好吸引你，啊，你好想同佢一齐。
We call that falling for that person, right?
好似话你真系好似咧系堕落喺呢个爱河里边。
And that person responds back to you.
而呢个人对于啊，当你去堕入爱河嘅时候，当你佢觉得你觉得呢人吸引嘅时候，佢俾你有一个好正面上面嘅反应。
That's thrilling for the very first time, right?
咁当你系真系开始。进入呢个嘅感情嘅时候，系一件好兴奋嘅时候。
When somebody responds to your love warmly, that's thrilling for the first time.
当呢个人对你嘅爱系有一个正面反应嘅时候，系一件好兴奋嘅事。
But what is that? If you ask people today in modern culture, they would say love.
咁呢啲人话哦，咁啊爱咯。
I would say it's really ego.
我会觉得会唔会纯粹系你自己一个个人上边啊嘅一个个人嘅感受咧
？Because in other words, the reason you're so thrilled is because this person that you're falling for, this young, smart young man or young woman likes you.
会唔会其实系因为你觉得人哋爱你，令到你自己嘅自我嘅价值系得到呢个提升咧？
Call that love, but it's the opposite. The opposite of the definition of love I just gave you.
但系会唔会其实亦都系呢个真正爱嘅一个相反嘅意义咧？
God so identifies with this other person's good for your good.That he can't be happy unless you're flourishing.
会唔会系真系头先我所讲嘅就话你嘅爱系因为你见到呢个人系嘅生活上面得到喜乐满足，你为佢高兴，系咪呢一种嘅爱咧
？That's God's love.
呢个系神嘅爱。
Let me show you on slide 11. What is that? Genesis 6:5-6 says.The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on earth had become. And what does it say? His heart was filled with pain.
在创世纪的第六章第五第六节，他说，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中受伤。
It's God, his heart is wrapped up.In your well-being.
你睇唔睇到就係話呢段經文話咗俾我哋聽，神佢將佢自己嘅心同我哋係綁埋咗一齊。
Look at the next two verses, Isaiah 63:9. In all their distress, he too, it says, was distressed.
喺呢個以賽亞書第63章第九節就話佢見到佢哋嘅受苦。所以神亦都同样去受苦。
Judges 10:16, and he could bear Israel's misery no longer.
另一方面，喺士师记第十章十六节话，佢觉得以色列嘅嘅苦痛系太大，神亦都唔能够去忍受。
Now, this is one more verse. This is on next slide. Hosea 11:8.How can I give you up? How can I hand you over, Israel? My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused.
何西亚书第十一章第八节话：以色列啊，我怎能舍弃你？以色列啊，我怎能弃绝你？我怎能使你如鸭麻？怎能使你如洗扁？我回心转意，我的怜爱大大发动。
How profound that is! God so identifies with us that in a sense he shifts. So now he's not happy. He has no good unless you are flourishing.
你睇唔睇到就话神将佢嘅心同我哋嘅心连埋一齐，除非我哋生活上边有呢个喜乐，有呢个满足嘅时候。神佢自己亦都唔会快乐。
That's the opposite of selfishness and ego.
呢个唔系自私嘅爱，唔系一个纯粹乜嘢嘢净系挂住爱，好自我嘅一个爱。
Right, we all fall into that selfishness and ego routine. Right, you look at somebody out there and you say, "I have needs."
好多时候我哋话我见到一个人，见到一样嘢我需要呢一样嘢。
If this person loves, serves, opens the doors for me in life, then I'll be happy.
这个人帮我开门，帮我做晒呢啲嘢，咁就好啦。
Why is that ego? Because you're looking for affirmation.
因为你觉得你需要人哋去为你做一样嘢，去肯定你嘅个人价值。
The problem with that, it's all about you.
个问题就话，其实样样嘢去到尾都系讲翻你自己。
I'm looking for this person that does all these things for me.
我去揾呢一个人，因为呢个人为我做晒我所有我要嘅嘢。
Maybe then you don't feel so stupid.
当呢人帮我做晒嘅时候，咁冇人觉得我系愚蠢嘅。
In other words, I want this person to put their good into mine.
我将佢哋嘅好处放喺我嘅里边。
We all know that because we do that. That's exactly the opposite. The opposite of God's love.
这个就是神的爱的相对，也都是很多时候我们所去对人的爱。
You know that. You have to be honest with yourself. I want this person to build me up. That's what we say.
我需要这个人去帮我去建立我自己。
I want this other person to be committed to my needs, to my agenda.
我想这个人做的事是我自己，我的生活上面，我的人生的里程，我的目标，他帮我做完他。
This person will fulfill my future plans, my future glory.
亦都为到我将来啊，我会得到嘅荣耀，呢、这个人会俾晒佢所有嘅我，好使我能得到。
That's not love, that's ego。
呢个唔系爱，呢、这个系只系纯粹你一个自私嘅啊想法。
We're attracted to people who have things that we think will build us up。
好多时我对一啲人，我哋觉得好吸引，因为呢个人有啲嘢俾可以俾我哋去利用，去建立我哋自己。
And that's what we label attraction.
这个就是我们所谓的吸引力。
That's what we call love. We call it the feeling of love.
这个就是我们今天所说，你很觉得你是被爱。
But in actuality, it's a hunger for someone to fill up your ego. It's very different from God's love.
跟神所说的爱是刚刚相反，你只需要一个人去满足你自己。
And you know, for most people, if you're going to have a good marriage, you do start pretty much that way.
很多时候啊，如果我想有一个好的婚姻，我都需要这样去开始。
Right, you do start being attracted to what the other person can do for you, you know, how it builds you up.
很多时候我们开始的时候，我都可能会期待对方去做一啲嘢去建立我哋自己。
And at first you're not being too committed.
唔係話一個委身嘅愛。
Not actually having yet a vision of the other person's future glory.
我哋都唔會去睇。
Flourishing.
我哋都唔會去睇到呢個嘅意象，呢個人將來佢嘅生活上面喜樂滿足會係點樣樣。
Their flourishing, their joy is still secondary.And not really on your radar screen.
这个人开不开心，快不快乐，根本跟我无关。
That doing everything necessary to get that for them and not being happy unless you see them flourishing is not really what you're practicing.
不是的，我们很多时候不会去计较，也都不会去想下怎么样对方得到喜乐满足的时候对我有什么影响。
That's how most of us start out in marriage.
很多时候我们开初结婚的时候都是这样。
But then there's a transition usually, right? For survival purposes.
但是很多时候跟着慢慢这个婚姻会有这个改变。
You start off selfish, but then you learn and become unselfish.
开始的时候可能你和我都是很自私，但慢慢你去将自己去成为忘我。
And if you've been doing that, undergoing that change for 30 years, then you have something special.
但是如果当你能够这样做的时候，经过了30年的婚姻，咁就会有一些很特别的事会发生。
Because you're practicing God's love. You're giving without getting anything back.
你去真係將神嘅愛去履行出嚟。
And after 30 years of that, even though it might not be the same thrill when you first hold hands in your courtship time, you know you've got something even better.
或者你喺30年之後，你再一你去拖呢個手冇你昔日初拖去嗰個手嘅嗰種嘅興奮。但另一方面，当你们去拖手的时候，里面有更加深的意义。
That's the only way. The only way to do it, God's way.
这个是唯一，是神的方法。
You limit yourself. That's unconditional love.
当你去放低你自己， 去为到其他嘅，为到另一个人一个无条件嘅爱。
Again, let me repeat. You have to tie yourself to someone emotionally, so you can't be happy until they are flourishing.
当你将你自己嘅心同另一人嘅心去连埋一齐，当你去为到对方能够得到去喜乐满足，而你去快乐嘅时候，咁就系、是一件唔容易做嘅事。
Of course, that's difficult. Of course, that isn't easy and hard for us because of our sinful nature.
因为我哋嘅罪性，要咁样去爱一个人，唔系一件容易嘅事。
That's why you have to remind yourself constantly, how? How did Jesus limit himself?
咁所以你亦都要经常提醒自己，究竟耶稣基督点样样去限制佢自己呢？
Don't the scriptures say, in describing Jesus coming, he came as a man of no reputation.
他说他来这个世界上面的时候没有很漂亮的名声。
Poor. Raised in a working class family.
在一个的工人的家庭长大。
His mother and surrogate dad did not really know what their son, their young son, was here for. What was his purpose?
他的父母也都不知道他来这个世上的原因。
Remember the scene when they're marching off to the temple and Jesus lost in the crowd and Mary's looking for him? They say, where is our young teen?
你记不记得在圣经里面那句话，当他们去完了这个节日，当他们回家的时候，玛利亚去周围这个当时还是年轻的耶稣。
And they find a young Jesus teaching in God's temple.
他见到耶稣在这个圣殿里面去教训人。
And you remember Jesus' words to his mom when they found him? When they say, oh, was...
说什么说话呢?
You know, Mary's always so worried. You know, where were you?
你知不知道我们很担心你啊?
His words were this, did you not know I had to be in my father's house.
耶稣当时的答案是说，你知不知道我需要要在我的父的家里面呢？
To go to the temple that day to teach and show the religious leaders and people what God's wisdom was.
他去告诉当时的人听，究竟神所讲的智慧是怎么样。
And his very close followers years later didn't understand him either.
在几十年之后，跟随耶稣的门徒亦都不知道耶稣基督存在的意义。
All of them eventually deserted him.
而这些人大部分最终离开了耶稣。
You know how lonely that is?
被人遗弃是一件几孤单的事呢？
Even God the Father on the cross turns away.From God the Son, Jesus.
当耶稣在十字架上面的时候，父神也都同样离开了他。
Why?
为什么?
Why does Jesus leave his glory of heaven and come as a bondservant? Why?
为什么耶稣去离弃在天上的荣耀，取了这个奴仆的形象来到这个世界呢?
Why does the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, limit himself to a common life?
为什么万君、万王之王、万主之主会来到这个世上呢？
For you, so that you can flourish.
好使为了好使你和我今天能够过着一个丰盛的生活。
He lives the life, the perfect righteous life that you ought to live or won't live.
他去为你是过了一个可能我们不想过的完美的生活。
And dies a cursed death on the cross in your place to pay your sin penalty.
而去代替了我们付上罪的代价。
He satisfies God's holy wrath and justice.
去满足神这个圣洁的愤怒。
Do you see how His heart is wrapped up with yours.
你听睇到神嘅心同我哋嘅心系连埋咗一齐咧。
That's love in all its perfect depth.
就系呢个完美喺佢嘅死亡里边达到呢个完美嘅爱。
Father, we thank you for this word from you and your scripture, and we do ask, Lord, we take it to heart today.
让我哋今日，我哋感谢神你所俾我哋呢段嘅经文，亦都让我哋将呢段经文啊深深嘅印喺我哋嘅脑海里边。
It's hard, but in some form, in some way, we pray by the power of the Holy Spirit and the truth of your word.That we would be able to practice this kind of love.
让你嘅圣灵与我哋同在，我哋将咁嘅爱系引申喺我哋身上。
And we pray, Lord, that you teach us well today.
求你亦都去教导我哋。
And we pray that we draw near, so that you would strengthen us, enabling us to do that.
求你去刚强，让我哋能够做到。
And the world will be a better place if we all practice that.
我哋如果呢个世上每一个人都咁样样去爱嘅时候，呢个世界会一个好啲嘅地方。
And your name will be honored and glorified.
好似你嘅名得到荣耀。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我奉主耶稣基督名求。